You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Keith Ledbetter, who is Director of Legislative Affairs for the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association. Good evening, Keith. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm pretty good, except should I be worried when I'm driving across bridges now? I've got to tell you, there was the report that came out, just to give people background, just because you and I talked today, they're not sure what we're talking about. A report that came out today titled The Fix We're In For, the State of Michigan Bridges, and one out of every eight bridges that motorists in Michigan cross each day is likely to be deteriorating to some degree. That's where we start, I guess.
Absolutely. We certainly have a problem here in Michigan in terms of our bridge conditions. What I would say is, we have the full faith and confidence that the MDOT engineers are out there inspecting these on a two-year basis as required by federal law. But really, this is akin to the warning light going on in your automobile that says, get into the shop, get these things under repair. We don't believe that any of these are in imminent danger of collapse, but we recognize that there's some significant deterioration going on in each one of these, and it really sends us a wake-up call that we need to start addressing these problems.
And how do we go about, that's an editorial we, Keith, how do we go about addressing these problems, particularly in light of budgets everywhere across the country, much less in Michigan?
Well, you know, we have this problem in terms of our highway funding, not because the economy is bad, but because we have a system of funding that isn't able to keep up with the inflation. As an example, we pay here in Michigan 19 cents per gallon and gas taxes, and as fuel consumption declines because we have more fuel-efficient automobiles, or when the price goes up, we drive less, that creates a problem in terms of our highway funding. And so we've got to address this problem both in really two different areas. One is at the congressional level in Washington, the other is at the state level. And at the congressional level, the problem that we're having is that we've gone through six temporary budgets for our transportation system. We don't have a multi-year authorization. And when you're, anytime you're building infrastructure or you're planning for the future infrastructure projects, that means that you need to plan for the long term. It's not something that you can plan in 3 month increments. And unfortunately, that's where we're at on the congressional level right now.
Well, and that's true, too. I do have some experience in front of road commissions and Department of Transportation on road issues, sitting in on meetings and hearings. And when we're talking about road projects, the ones we're talking about are years down the road.
Absolutely. MDOT has a five-year plan, and mm-hmm. that's what they have. Immediate bridges that are being looked at and planned for. And then they also have a 20-year plan that's a little bit less specific. But we have to have an idea from year to year where we're going and how we're going to invest the billions of dollars that we do spend. Just to kind of put this in context, this report by Transportation of America, which was for America, that was released today, said that we have here in Michigan about 1,400 bridges that are structurally deficient. Across the nation, we have over 70,000 bridges that are structurally deficient. And so we've got our work cut out for us. We've got a significant problem on our hands that we need to deal with. I was just looking at some of the numbers that they had produced, and they said that in Michigan, over 9 million vehicles drive on those bridges every day. So we're talking about a significant problem. Any time that you drive more than probably 5 or 10 miles, you are driving over at least one structurally deficient bridge.
Well, and I looked through the map that came out in that report, and we don't even, some of the bridges we think of as like a little overpass or something. You know, we tend to not think of some of them as bridges, and they are.
Absolutely, and this actually measures only those bridges that are 20 feet or longer. So these are significant spans, and certainly you wouldn't want to fall from that if that were the case. And also, to put it in a little bit of context, that this report says that the average bridge in Michigan is over 41 years old. That gives you a sense of the state of our infrastructure and how old it is. And unfortunately, if we don't fix these problems today, the problem only gets worse. It's like having a leak in the roof of your home. If you don't do the adequate repairs today, you're going to be dealing with some very significant problems in the future.
Well, and when we talk about the percentage that was quoted was 13.1% of bridges statewide are structurally deficient. What about safety on those? Are all bridges inspected on a regular basis?
the federal government requires that we inspect bridges every 2 years, and we find it in Michigan that that pretty much happens on the MDOT system. I know a couple years ago they were having a problem getting to all of them on the local system. I know they've been working at that. I'm not sure exactly where they're at now. We really have a lot of confidence that the MDOT engineers are going to close down any bridge where there's any type of imminent danger of collapse. And our contractors go out there, and they're looking at these bridges every day, too. And if there are significant problems, they'll close down lanes in conjunction with what the road agency is asking them to do. But we see all across the state bridges that have weight restrictions on them, bridges that actually limit the traffic flow. Maybe they have four lanes on that bridge, but they only allow one or two lanes of traffic at a time. There's a bridge on Stadium Road in Ann Arbor, as an example, that the governor frequently talks about. It has a rating, a bridge sufficiency rating of about a 4 on a scale of 1 to 100.
Oh.
And unfortunately, if you're part of the stadium traffic that gets out of a U of M football game on a football Saturday, you have to travel over that bridge. And so these are the type of problems that people face every day, not being able to drive on a bridge, or emergency vehicles not being able to drive on a bridge, having to go around a long way to get where their destination point.
Well, something has to give. I mean, we either need to, you know, get the gas and fuel tax increased or some federal funding, because, like you said, each day those bridges today are 41 years old average. Tomorrow they're going to be 41 in a day.
We see that, according to this report, that we have about $70 billion worth of needs just to fix our bridges, and we can't just expect that Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy is going to come and drop off a bag of money for us. We recognize that these are user fees, that we're going to have to pay for the services that government provides, that this is not some boondoggle, that this is a necessary expense, and this is what makes our economy move. It allows us to be mobile and to bring our children to school. So there's a lot of reasons why it's important that we invest in our infrastructure.
Well, Keith, I can't thank you enough for telling us about the report and the details inside of it. It's something for us to think about, and money has to come from somewhere. We're going to have to do something, and thanks for bringing it to our attention.
Thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you very much. Keith Ledbetter, Director of Legislative Affairs for Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.